is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, men and women of all ages, hope you're doing well and taking care of your health during these hard times of the pandemic. Wherever you are, just stay safe. Well, we are here with a new episode of your favorite program, Back to Reality. This is Asma. Once again, I have the pleasure to be the host of this session. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Sheikh Yasser.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's a pleasure to meet you again. And Brother Sheikh Yasser, how are you?
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, sister. Alhamdulillah, we are well. A pleasure to be again with you.
Thank you. That's very pleasure to have you both. Well, Zainab, shall you please introduce yourself to us?
Okay, I am Zainab Askari, and I'm done with master's in linguistics from the University of Kashmir, and now I'm a student of Hausa right now.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. And you?
Yeah, I studied sports science at university in the UK.
That's very good.
And now I'm finishing my master's in Islamic philosophy.
That's very good. It's very good to have you both in here. Such a pleasure for me to be with you. Okay, listeners of IRB English Radio, today we have a very interesting topic for you, which is going to be the health risks of using internet. What are your ideas upon that, Zainab?
Everything has pros, cons. Everything has a positive impact. Mm-hmm. Everything has a negative impact. How you use it. Mm-hmm. It depends on user. Unfortunately, in today's world, where we are so much social media addictive, I think it has more adverse effects than it has more positive effects. I mean, social media has got tremendous potential to increase your knowledge. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it is giving you depression, anxiety.
You know, most of all, today we want to discuss the problems that would happen to our body using cell phones and being so much associated with internet. That's what we're talking about.
Well, I think
have you ever experienced any health problem using so much as the excessive using cell phone?
I personally, yes, of course. Lack of sleep.
Yes, lack of sleep.
The internet is designed in a way that it makes us addictive.
Exactly.
And once you are addicted, you use those screens. And research has proved that these screens, the computer screens or your mobile screens, these bright lights can, they block the secretion of a hormone that regulates sleep.
Exactly. Melatonin, so, I think.
Yeah, true. They block the secretion of this hormone, and then it affects your sleep. And once your sleep is affected, your body is affected, your health is affected. So it has a lot more than we think.
Little by little, we're prone to insomnia, perhaps.
Yeah.
Shall you please tell us about your experiences with the cell phone that caused problem for your health?
I don't say I had any problems with the cell phone. Besides maybe,
are you sure? Headaches? I don't know, no, neck aches?
Neck ache is, well, maybe cell phone being thrown at me, maybe it's a health danger. Sister said, like, maybe the sleep one, but I personally have not, obviously, hasn't been anything proven for me in terms of the body.
Maybe you don't use it so much.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but I have one more disorder that is maybe the doctors call it problematic internet use.
Yes.
Like while I'm cooking, I have this phobia to check my phone, who is messaging, who is
exactly
updating, who is doing what. I have this, I don't know, curiosity to go to my phone and check it frequently.
And many
if I do not
your
respond
job is
now
related to using cell
yeah
phones
who updated
or
what if I do not respond right now, maybe something will happen, maybe I'll
exactly
miss out. I have like I think I have personally felt this phobia of FOMO, failing out to missing out something.
Mm-hmm.
You won't get connected to your, maybe something interesting my cousins
something
are posting
is missing.
Yeah, we have a family group.
Yes,
on these internet sites, and then you always think maybe you will miss something important, maybe they are sending something, maybe I'm missing
exactly
a good connection. And who is posting what? And this doctors have called as problematic internet use. They say that if you are doing that with any of your social media accounts, mm-hmm, I don't do that with any, like all the apps, but I do that with one particular app that I use the most. However, doctors have said that you need to recommend a doctor if you're doing that.
Exactly. Every now and then we have to stop and we have to rest our head, our shoulders, our neck in order not to get serious problems with our body.
Yeah, and I always have this finger ache because of typing, because of applying.
So many syndromes I think it causes to our
hands. If we start listing, I don't think that we will we'll complete those.
Yes, many problems.
First of all, personally, I don't have any social media accounts. I don't have.
So that's why you're not having any problem.
Like, I don't any of these applications or these...
What about computers? Don't you
use... I use a computer, but mainly for research purposes and stuff. So
again, writing would cause so many problems.
Maybe for instance, university and stuff, I've been using a laptop or a computer because, like I said, I'd really use my mobile. I use it mainly for messaging family and stuff, but not like continuously. My mobile is mainly in my pocket or in the drawer.
That's very good. How do you control that then? The urge of using cell phone.
Like I said, I don't have many of these social media apps and stuff. So if I want to find the news, I'll just maybe look at the news for an hour on my phone or less than an hour, half an hour, and then I'll put my phone away.
That's very good.
I think he's not suffering from the syndrome that I said FOMO is a fear of missing out.
I have nothing to miss out. I'm nowhere to miss out.
That's very good. So,
like the people who message you are merely friends, or if there's a meeting or something, I'll know about it a couple of days beforehand. So there's nothing to actually, you know, look, fear of missing out of something. If there's something important, I know I will find out somehow. Someone will phone me or I'll meet somebody who will tell
me. So you're still not addicted?
No, alhamdulillah. I wouldn't say I'm addicted.
So the two of us are addicted and one
you are
not
unfortunately
addicted.
But I feel so lucky that I don't have many other apps. Yeah. I feel so lucky because I see people who have many other apps are wasting their time. They're literally wasting their time. And we have this verse, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr.
Exactly. That's the whole story. Yeah. We're losing everything without even noticing it.
Without even noticing it. We are losing our life without even taking any benefit from it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, whenever, the moment I did contemplation in this surah, I was just thinking about these mobile users.
Exactly.
How much time they spend.
We devote so much of our time on that.
Yeah. Like the brother said that he's not using that. It is in some way, I won't say a completely good thing or a best way out, because he's a researcher and he it could have helped him to do more and more research. It has pros as well. It could have even helped him. But at the same time, if you feel like I cannot control myself from this addiction, it's better for you not to use. You should have a particular time that I will be using.
Prioritizing our plan.
Yeah.
That's it. We have to put some special time for social media, cell phone or computers and so on in order not to get serious problems.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Now, brother, it's very interesting. You said that you're not using your phone a lot. Where do you bring your news if you are going to get any information?
I watch the TV, will show me the news.
And it's enough?
My wife will tell me the news.
She's going to tell you the gist of everything.
Because she's on all the social media things. So I get it from that side. So I don't need to join any of these applications. Because
She's doing the job for me.
So I don't need to.
She's mostly asking you what are your personal experiences you're not using. What do you think about others who are using so much internet?
You put like... You hit the nail on the head, especially when it comes to time. You use it in such a way that you're actually not aware of the time that you are wasting.
Exactly.
That's one point. But it has a deeper psychological and a spiritual harm. The psychological harm, obviously, is the one you mentioned. One of them is that you're always constantly trying to update yourself and you feel, okay, I don't know this. Like me, if I don't know something and someone tells me, oh, you don't know?
Fear of missing
out. I didn't know about you, fine, you told me one of those things, right? It's not something that's going to... But someone, oh, you didn't know. You know, oh, I should have known. You know, they feel down about it.
Yeah, doctors have used a term, fear of missing out, for this problem.
So that's the thing, right? If you don't...
The story is not just about missing. Children nowadays are using so much of cell phone because they have to. We are going through a phase when we are using the online studying. So that would cause some serious health problem for them as well. So it's not just about missing. Sometimes you have to use it for a long time.
It's not about just missing, but your use, it should be planned. It should be organized. It should be programmed.
Sometimes
it should not be like,
have your control.
It should not be like problematic internet use. Like while you're cooking, you want to check who messaged me, who did not message me.
That technically, I think it's very true to say that there is no single one in this world who has not been suffering from backache, headache, neckache,
body postures.
You mentioned children. Like when they use a mobile, a kid does this.
Exactly.
Right? So the whole neck goes down. So whenever I see my children using it, I make sure I push them back so their back is straight, leaning against the sofa, or they're lying down. The child, so my son will lie down,
that would have some serious effect.
Not up like this, down. So the mobile's on the floor, it's like you're reading a book.
Yes.
So they're on their chest, on their stomach. So that way they
don't have
their neck.
Trying to say that he corrects their body.
So that's one of the things, like if you talk about children, especially at this time, as you rightly, correctly mentioned, the necessity of using either tablets, mobiles, laptops, cell phones for a children or a child to learn is a necessity
and
at this moment in time.
Since you're not so much called a user of cell phones, what are the benefits of social media and internet in your view?
You might even argue if this is a benefit or not. The ability for somebody to quickly get information.
Exactly.
Is that a benefit? Is that a benefit or not? One, the amount of information. Two,
too much.
So is too much information. Two, the amount of time it takes you to get the information. Three, the audience that information reaches.
Exactly.
Researchers found that too much information causes anxiety.
Exactly.
Depression is one of the most common things.
An important issue you pointed out, depression also. As a result of that excessive information and anxiety, I guess.
Yeah, because not only that. Mm-hmm. See, we have social media platforms today and I would like to post, I would like to post a story, post a status, and then go to the wheel, see how many views.
Very active.
Yeah. Now, when you see the posts of other people, you start comparing your life. And when you start comparing your life with others, you see they are happy. Because people do not post sad things. Even if I post something.
They show a beautiful picture of their life.
They show the best part of their
life. Everything is masked.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm. Nobody knows what is behind the scene, what's going on behind the scene. So when people are basically, you know, checking the posts of others, seeing others happy, they don't go to this point that people have this habit of only
posting
good things.
They feel the lack of things.
They start comparing their lives with their lives. They say, see how happy they are and how depressed I am in my life.
That is
And
very
when there
true.
Is this comparison, there's depression. It pinches me.
There's a force. You feel like there's a force.
It kind of gives
you
a form.
To be involved.
Add your bio. Add your favorite. Add your.
Thank
maybe my
you,
husband
sister.
Never will ask. My husband will never ask me what is your favorite color. But but when I use this Facebook or any other platform, it asks me who is your cousin, who is your brother, who is your this, what is your favorite color, which school you went to, which music you like, which sports you like. Maybe
and the story
we
goes
as partners
on.
Never asked each other, and we were not even interested in these things, but. In that platform, when you fill up those forms, those informations, and edit your profile, add to your profile, edit your profile, give so much information about yourself, you come to know about a lot of things about your partner maybe you don't like. Or for example, there's a celebrity your partner is following and you don't like it.
Well, thank you, Sister Zainab and Brother Yasser. Thank you very much. We talked about the pros and cons of using so much of internet and social media, cell phones, which have been an integral part of our lives recently. We talked about the special problems, serious problems they might cause to our body and health. Also, I forgot a point to mention. So much of accidents happen through using these cell phones. So we have to take a very special care of the plannings. We have to prioritize our plan in order to use cell phone in a way that is not going to cause us any problem. And also, we could use some sports that would rest our body for some minutes after using too much of cell phones or internet. That's the way of controlling everything in order not to cause us any problems. Again, thanks for being with us. Until next time with Back to Reality, I bid you farewell. May Allah bless you with health and happiness.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.